Welcome to the Neurology Live Mind Moments Podcast. Tune in to hear leaders in neurology sound off on topics that impact your clinical practice. I'm your host, Matt Hoffman, Managing Editor for Neurology Live. In this episode, we sat down with Dr. Constantine Karmazin, clinical neurologist and the chief medical officer at Prime PD. He discussed the recently launched Virtual Wellness Studio, its capabilities and goals for the community of patients with Parkinson's disease, and its benefits for physicians. So, without further ado, let's dive in.
My name is Constantine Karmazin. I'm a clinical neurologist trained in New York who's now living in Seattle. I'm also the chief medical officer of Prime PD and working to help Parkinson's patients across the country. So Prime PD, it's a new company that we describe as a virtual wellness platform for patients with neurodegenerative diseases. So we've chosen Parkinson's disease as the first area where we're going to develop content. And the reason we've done that is because hopefully the community is familiar with it, but Parkinson's, out of the neurological diseases, has a tremendous body of evidence for exercise-based programs, providing a ton of symptomatic benefit as well as quality of life and disease-modifying benefits as well, which in Parkinson's in particular is a benefit that medications unfortunately don't offer right now. So from our point of view, especially my point of view as a neurologist, it's something that we feel very strongly about. But because Parkinson's is still a relatively rare condition, in spite of being very common, it's hard for folks to get access to really high quality programs, because out of the million Parkinson patients there are in the US, it's hard for any specific city or local area to really have a high quality program for people to get consistent access to. So our goal with Prime PD was, especially in light of COVID, to give people a virtual option where they can get access to certified, and we happen to have award-winning coaches that are trained in programs like Rock Steady Boxing, Dance for PD, Big and Loud Therapy, as well as some less what I'll call evidence-based, but still really important programs like Artistic Expression for Parkinson's and more occupational therapy type of programs that we offer. So our general goal is to bring all those resources to our patients virtually. We know that your life and your radius with Parkinson's over time changes pretty substantially. And we know that even if you're in the position where you found a really great gym and you found the perfect program, in reality, unfortunately, there's a possibility you might not be able to access that physical brick and mortar gym as easily 1 or 2, 3 years from now. And so we wish that was different, but being realistic, we know that you can bring your iPad or your computer anywhere you go. And so our goal with Prime PD is to essentially create a virtual program where we bring these options to patients and they can bring us wherever they end up going. So if you go on vacation, if you go to a nursing home, if you end up in the hospital and you're doing rehab, anything like that, where appropriate, we like to follow.
Absolutely. And I think the kind of the real attractive thing here, you know, and you mentioned obviously COVID sort of, you know, pushing this huge telemedicine thing forward kind of into the 21st century. I know people have been clamoring for it for quite a while. But I think the thing you really hit on the head that I think the clinician community is interested in is not only, you know, is this, hey, it's convenient now, but it provides people something to set up a framework for years down the line if disability progresses. And I know you mentioned obviously a number of things that are evidence-based. So for the physician community, I guess, could you expand a little bit more on the types of programs that are offered and just sort of, I guess, what they need to know, whether it's, you know, how they go about introducing this to patients or exploring it as a potential option? Is it something that they would have to prescribe, or is this something that patients can kind of seek out on their own? that sort of deal?
Yeah, so great questions. I'll kind of take it in reverse. It's something that patients and physicians can sort of seek out. Right now, it's a virtual fitness program. So it's not in the world of physical therapy. It's not something that needs to be prescribed. We're available through a subscription basis. And so you pay a certain amount of money per month, depending on how many classes you want to engage with. And I'm sort of happy to describe the program because I think it actually addresses your initial question as well. So as a Parkinson's patient, you're right. You have a lot of options from evidence-based programs. So Rock Steady Boxing, Dance for PD, Big and Loud are all examples that we have and that we offer. That said, not everybody loves every one of those modalities. And it also, we know that people being people, you like to have options rather than just being presented with one thing that you have to do every single time. So our goal is to give people a nice curriculum based on how interested they are. And our subscriptions essentially vary on how many classes you're taking per week. And those classes, like I said, vary across many different programs. So the goal is to not necessarily say, hey, you're going to be taking Rock Steady Boxing 5 times a week. But it's more in the model of a pick and choose where you come in and right now you can go take a look at our schedule on primepd.com. But we have usually 3 to 5 classes on a daily basis that you can join. And they, we have everything from yoga for PD to dance to, like I said, artistic expression, strength training, balance training. And the second piece of that, sort of more for the physician audience, is part of the part of our process that we think makes us special is that every patient gets a one-on-one monthly evaluation through our coaches. So given that our coaches are all certified in training and working with Parkinson's patients, when they join the program, they have an evaluation where we say, hey, maybe you like to do boxing, but your issues are not actually the ones that boxing will benefit from. Let's talk to you about what your specific limitations are, balance, rigidity, speed, whatever they are. And obviously, different programs have different benefits. And so we can help work both with your interests and with your symptoms to say, hey, this is what we think is the best curriculum for you to pursue. Here's where these classes are happening X number of times per week. And so it's a guided process, very similar to how if you were to send a patient to a brick and mortar gym, they would have an intake where somebody said, hey, let me see you move around. These are the exercises that I think would be beneficial for you. But what we also want to offer is, like I said, options. So rather than just saying you have to do one modality every day, we know that the more activity you're doing, the better. So if we can get you doing 2 different classes every day, that would be our goal. And the other piece of that is we really want to work hand in hand with physicians because a lot of the time these clinically adjacent services like PT, like fitness, it's a little bit of a black box for the provider. So I know for me, in my experience, even if you know the person you're sending them to, or you know the gym or the business is reputable and good, you have no idea what happens there. You have no idea how often people use it. So what we're trying to bake into our system from a technology point of view is to let physicians, when interested and with their patients' approval, see their level of activity and the kind of programs that they're engaging in to let us cue the physicians in, because that hopefully will give them a better sense of how their outcomes are going and if they could sort of modify or optimize any other thing like that. So we want to work very closely with the physician community.
Yeah, and it sounds like just, you know, again, even from the patient perspective, that's it's kind of a very customizable experience, which I'm sure, you know, and, you know, especially as shared decision-making type conversations are going on, I'm sure that that's, that's attractive from both kind of sides of the aisle there. So I'm curious, you know, what are right now, obviously the focus is Parkinson. And I know you mentioned earlier that the goals kind of stretch out to other neurodegenerative disorders. So I'm curious, do you guys have anything that's currently available outside of Parkinson? And if not, what are kind of the disease states you're looking to get into, I guess, to say in the near future?
Yeah. Great question. So right now, our focus very much is a new company. We just formally launched in January, so we're very new. We have a good subscriber base that's actively growing, but our main goal right now is to get our name out there to the physician community, most importantly. And a lot of the time, everybody knows fitness is good in general, but there's been a lot of evidence, especially an article published in JAMA Neurology in last November, that showed the more exercise you do of higher intensity, the better outcomes you have, the longer longevity you have, and the less additional injuries you have from Parkinson's. So our goal is basically to work hand in hand and to really max out that process and learn as much as we can while working with that community. And we would like to then leverage essentially all our coaches who know how to work with patients who have either a neurocognitive issue or a motor issue. You might be in a wheelchair, you might have asymmetric mobility. We know how to work with that population in terms of our coaching staff, how to be sensitive to that, which we feel is incredibly important. And so once we figure out, I'll call it just kind of the logistics of running a virtual fitness company using the best evidence that we have, which is we feel is in this Parkinson's space, our goal after that is to essentially move into more chronic conditions with a focus on dementia, MCI, sort of mild cognitive impairment as the biggest one, as the biggest secondary target. But that said, we also know that in general, exercise is good for everybody, and the nervous system in particular really responds well. So as evidence develops, hopefully over the next year or two, you know, we'd be very open to MS, exercise, fitness programs, and things like that. The other thing I'll say is we know that there are also, in addition to fitness, other clinically adjacent and beneficial services that patients often seek out. Like I think nutrition is a perfect example that we would like to also bundle into this package. So often, you know, your fitness goals are tied to your nutrition or tied to your other health goals. So once we sort of have the pathway and logistics worked out for the fitness offerings, we already have some plans to sort of expand that within the Parkinson's community to say, hey, we know that your doctor can't talk to you about everything, but we do want to be that trusted source of information that's going to work with your doctor to address as much as we can virtually. And so
we're going to take a quick break from our conversation with Dr. Karmazin to keep you up to date on the latest developments in neurology. Welcome to the Neurology News Minute. Here's what you may have missed since our last episode. First up, AC Immune has announced new positive interim phase 1b/2a data investigating its first-in-class phosphorylated tau vaccine candidate known as ACI-35.030 for patients with early Alzheimer's disease. The new findings, focused on the high-dose cohort of the agent, showed that at 10 weeks, treatment led to a strong induction of antibodies selective for p-tau and its aggregated form, enriched paired helical filaments. Next up, after being issued a complete response letter by the FDA in April of 2021, Acadia Pharmaceuticals has resubmitted its supplemental new drug application for pimavanserin to treat hallucinations and delusions associated with dementia-related psychosis. The resubmission included additional analyses from Study 19 and the pivotal Phase 3 Harmony study, the study which originally supported the sNDA when it was accepted in July 2020. According to Acadia, the newly added data are intended to address the concerns raised by the FDA in the CRL. Finally, from the ongoing ACTRIMS Forum 2022, Sanofi's tolebrutinib, an investigational BTK inhibitor, has demonstrated a favorable safety profile with low annualized relapse rates at a 60 mg dose among patients with relapsing MS who were assessed in an 18-month long-term safety extension of its Phase 2b trial. The data presented at the forum also showed that through 72 weeks of treatment with tolebrutinib, new gadolinium-enhancing lesion counts were low, and by weeks 48 and 72, when all patients in the lower dose groups had switched to the 60 mg dose, investigators noted a reduction in new lesions. For more information about these stories, you can head to neurologylive.com, or you can check out the corresponding links in the show notes. And now, back to Dr. Karmazin.
You know, it's interesting, you know, in the beginning, sort of calling it the way you worded it, calling it kind of like this wellness approach, because especially, you know, bringing up MS, that's kind of a trend we're seeing is these sort of comprehensive wellness types approaches and bringing in things that are, you know, I know this is not obviously rehabilitation, but, you know, those types of medicine, and then dietitians, especially in the MS field, are very interested in sort of getting more involved in care. So I think bringing in that element would obviously be very attractive. So I guess my next question is really just from those that like advanced practice provider perspective, the rehab specialists, the NPs, the dietitians who are involved in these patients' cares, especially at the larger institution level, how those would be the things that are kind of attractive to them as well. Is there any plans to sort of incorporate those individuals at all into the process?
Yeah, absolutely. So we, like I said, our focus right now is on nailing down the initial use case, which is the fitness piece, and then expand probably to nutrition will be the next one. My role in particular, and I'd welcome anybody in your audience to reach out to me, but right now I'm sort of trying to create a pipeline for our company to communicate with as many academic health centers and private practices as possible, specifically to get in touch with those folks who are sort of the hub of those additional clinically adjacent services in that real clinical environment. So sometimes that's a social worker, sometimes that's a care coordinator, sometimes that's a nurse practitioner who works in the practice. So we're happy to speak with anybody, including physicians who are referring their patients to us, because we want to make sure that folks know what they're getting. And while we're aware that, you know, doctors usually don't follow their patients to the gym to make sure that it's a high quality boxing class, we actually have the option to do that. And so we are currently running, and I in particular am happy to offer free trials and free workouts for any organizations that are interested. So if anybody who's reading this is interested in just having one of our coaches do a free class rather than necessarily having their patients sign up, we're happy to do that. On the flip side, we're also running promotions where you can do a free trial for a week or two. You can just log into the classes, participate, and if you like it, then you sign up.
And so what's the feedback been? One of the last questions, what's kind of the feedback been from, you know, I know you have sort of a growing subscriber base now, but have you gotten any feedback from them on the patient side? And then likewise, you know, on their physician side, you know, again, I know it's very early, so I don't want to hold you to having a bunch of feedback yet, but you know, the feedback that you've gotten, if you have gotten it, you know, what's that kind of been from those two sides?
Yeah, no, I'm happy to share that. So, I mean, in general, from physicians, I'll say it's been pretty straightforward in that this is awesome. But it's the period has been so short that we haven't gotten a lot of a feedback loop just yet. So honestly, the patients who have signed up have only been using the program for about 5 weeks now. But we plan to hear back from their physicians pretty soon. That said, from patients, we've gotten very clear message, which I have been sort of working on our model as well, in that right now our focus is on live classes. That's generally what the evidence has shown folks benefit from. One of the things we find most compelling is that not only are there motor benefits for a lot of these programs, so you move better, but there's non-motor benefits. So you feel better, you sleep better, your mood is better, all of these additional benefits, which it's hard to ignore the social component of the class being part of that. So especially as somebody with a chronic illness, we know from patients taking Rocksteady Boxing and doing things like that for years, they say that I like the community. I like feeling empowered. I like having ownership over this condition to a certain degree, even though, you know, there's not a cure, but I like feeling like, especially with boxing, there's a good analogy of fighting back. So what we have been told clearly as a point of feedback from the virtual offering in particular is that some folks, and these tend to lean more towards our older population, really like the live class component. In that I like having a structure to my day. I like having a 3 p.m. thing on my calendar, especially if I don't have to go anywhere. It's less stressful. And I like it because I don't have a ton going on, especially during COVID. So we find for those folks, the social component, the engagement is super important, and they really like that structure. On the flips, and that's, I should say, that's our current model, which is what we're offering at the moment, which is live class-based. And so you get, you're interacting. It's not just the coach talking to you like in Peloton, you're talking back. The other piece though, sort of as mentioning the other company, there is a world of folks, especially in the younger community, who aren't as interested in a class. They maybe don't want to engage socially because they have a good social support system. They just want the workout. And they want it when they want it, and they want it on demand in a version that's essentially like a YouTube video where you can log on and say, hey, I would like to work on X, Y, or Z. And so the part that I'm very excited about developing is in collaboration with those one-on-one evals. What we're going to try to build out over time is essentially, if you're of that second group where you're not into the live class component, we'd like to have a track where you do your one-on-one eval, where it's with the trained professional and the fitness instructor. They evaluate your certain deficits, and then based on those, they can then prescribe a curriculum of on-demand pre-recorded videos. So your curriculum is our balance series. On Tuesday, I want you at any point in the day to watch your balance one-on-one class, which is 45 minutes of yoga. Then on Wednesday, you have your Tai Chi, which is balance 102. And then on Thursday, we'll have rock steady boxing. And for your specific symptoms, this is the sort of pre-recorded track I would like to put you on. And then next month, we'll check back in to see how you're liking it and modify it as we need to, but basically hold your hand through a virtual on-demand process. So it's a little bit of a hybrid of you still get some coaching, but you also get the flexibility of having the, you know, you don't have to conform to the schedule. You don't have to worry about remembering, you know, and structuring your day around it. If you don't want to, you can just do it on your own time. So that's something that I would personally like to develop that we've gotten feedback around being, you know, it's nice for the classes. I can't always make them even though I want to. I don't want to watch a pre-recorded class. I would like to do a specially made virtually tailored class. That's not just somebody else taking a class a week ago, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, and obviously I think having those options is super appealing. And it is interesting to talk about the live class component though, particularly, you know, just seeing some of the literature that's come out since the start of COVID about, you know, I know we've spoken with Dr. Indu Subramanian about sort of loneliness and how it can you know, in turn affect disease progression and quality of life. So I think obviously that offers a lot of positives there. And then on the flip side, you know, for that younger group or just the people who are like, well, you know, I'm just trying to get my exercise in, having that on-demand option would be obviously super helpful as well. So the last thing I want to ask you is just sort of, you know, I guess, what are your hopes for the future? And then just sort of, you know, what can the physician community, you know, if there's someone listening to this or watching it, you know, who's got treating PD patients or, you know, has COPD patients who they think this might be something they could work with, you know, A, where should they go? How can they get in touch? And then again, sort of just looking ahead, you know, what are you guys excited for about it in 2022?
Yeah, well, thank you. I mean, for us, 2022 is our big sort of release year. We actually launched on January 1st. So we've been working on this formally since October. Sort of getting our coaches together, and we're led by somebody who I have a tremendous amount of respect for, who's our head coach named Stacey Macaluso. She's got a big local following in the Jersey area. And so, I mean, for us, we're just excited to basically get this out to patients, get this out to physicians, and just get their feedback. The nice thing about what we're offering is you can just go to www.primepd.com. So Prime as in Amazon Prime, and then PD as in Parkinson's disease, so primepd.com. You can see all our details, you can see the upcoming schedule, and you can sign up basically at your leisure. You don't need a prescription, you don't need a referral from a physician, and you don't need to formally be diagnosed with Parkinson's. So if you're still interested in the program, but you just want to try it out, you're welcome to join us as well. In terms of what physicians and patients can do, we would love to hear from anybody in the community. So I'd encourage anybody to reach out. If physicians in particular have any questions or concerns about the program that they'd want to discuss with me or anybody else in our company prior to referring patients, I think we'd welcome that conversation to kind of hear about A, what those questions are, and B, how we could possibly work together. And then our other real major point of interest is for organizations that are providing some degree of virtual fitness classes. We've talked to many foundations and associations around the country that provide one or two classes often that are free and virtual for their patients or for their members every month. So we would love to support any programs like that. So as I mentioned before, if there's anybody who's interested in one of our coaches hosting a free live class, we would be happy to facilitate that in any way.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Neurology Live Mind Moments podcast. To support the show, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And as always, for more neurology news and expert-driven content, visit neurologylive.com.